computer. So that's where we started. This is not training that's required to be a member of the Board of Trustees. These are the statutory provisions that talk about what training is required. We'll go over that more on the 10th for the council. Okay, so Utah law requires that the presiding officer of a public body, in this case it would be the mayor or the chair, ensures that members of the public body are provided with annual training regarding open and public meetings. So this is your training. The general rule, the act provides that all meetings are open to the public unless closed under a specific closed meeting provision. It has a purpose clause, but the purpose is that the public's business will be done in the public. Then it defines a meeting. A meeting is defined as convening a public body with a quorum. In this case, it would require three members of the council present for the purposes of discussing or acting upon a matter over which the public body has jurisdiction. A meeting does not include a chance or a social meeting. So if you be dismissed, for example, that's not a meeting. Or if you should run into each other, three of you at church or at a baseball game, it's not a meeting. But we'll get to an example here when it may cause a problem. The Open Meetings Act requires that at least 24 hours advance notice be given at each meeting unless the meeting is considered a matter of emergency or an urgent nature.
Mature.
So it can't really be of your own making. It has to be something that's emergency. Public body must give notice of its annual meeting schedule. Jackie does that. If you get on the website, you'll see on the website all the meetings for the entire year for both City Council and the Planning Commission. Then the notice requires a meeting agenda, date, time, and place of the meeting. That's what needs to be noticed. Notice should be specific enough to notify the public as to the topic to be considered. So that's why we put in agenda items, we try to describe what's going on with that item. So that would put the public on notice. So the council chair may, at his or her discretion, discuss a topic raised by the public. So you have this portion of your meeting where the public gets to speak. So, if the public brings something to the council that's not on the agenda, the council can talk about it and discuss it, but they can't take final action on the topic unless it's properly noticed.
By practice, that rarely, if ever, happens, though.
Very rare. Somebody might come and say, I have a pothole in front of my house, and the mayor would say, talk to Brett or talk to Gordon about it. That's not necessarily an action item. That's an administrative item. Written minutes and recordings must be kept of all convenience. And the written minutes are the official record of action taken at the meeting. So if there's a conflict, the written minutes win. Statutory, that's what it says. Closed meeting may be held for only specific purposes, including the following: discussion of character, professional competency, or physical or mental health of an individual, discussing pending or reasonably imminent litigation, regarding the purchase or exchange or lease of property, or the sale of property. And then when the council or the planning commission is acting in a judicial or quasi-judicial manner. Now, this is not in the statute, it's in the case law. The planning commission does this occasionally when they meet and consider a matter that's before them. But we give notice. We did that on the group home. You guys met in a meeting. We gave notice that there's going to be a closed meeting and deliberation. So that's a statute, but that's not statutory, but it's case law that creates that exception. Minutes and recording of a closed meeting are protected records under Grandma. And you don't need to record them if it's for a character, personal competency, or physical or mental health of an individual. What the presiding officer has to do, in this case it would be the mayor, has to sign an affidavit or sign sworn statement. That's the only thing that was discussed. Jackie prepares that and has you sign that. All the other ones are recorded, but they are protected records. Okay, let's talk about a couple specific examples. You guys probably run out there. So, number one, meeting is dismissed. Three council members have been properly taught to shop local.
Did you come up with these scenarios? Look at these.
And they run into each other in the local Smith stores. And one of the council members starts discussing the HCSEA, that's the Harriman City Safety Enforcement Area. That's the new district we're going to create, or that we have created to provide services.
Yeah, that's a horrible acronym. I protest. It's a horrible acronym.
No, it's HCC.
That's it.
Okay.
Okay.
H,
I've
letter C, and then
SEA. Continue.
They keep that. People come up a long time to come up with that.
Oh, I apologize. My apologies.
Thousands of hours.
Great. Tactical. Expensive hours.
So the chance meeting is not a problem. What becomes a problem is one of the members of the council wants to start discussing the matter. You have three people, you have a meeting, it's chance, you're okay, but when you start discussing. So, what can we do? You would recommend that this is not an appropriate forum to discuss this matter and then change the subject. Or continue shopping.
Just walk away.
Walk away.
Walk away.
You may not discuss the matter and indicate how you will vote. Okay. Example two. While attending a local worship service, you are approached by a fellow parishioner who wants, I could find you. I'm sorry, who wants to discuss your position and vote on the dancing plan. This is a problem.
What do you do?
No, because there's only one. You may discuss the matter as you deem appropriate. If you want to discuss it or if you don't want to discuss it. Number three. During the citizen comment time, a citizen addresses the council regarding HCC that is not on the agenda. One of the members of the council wants to discuss the matter at this meeting. Is that okay or not okay?
You can discuss.
You may discuss it if the chair allows it, but you may not vote on withdrawal or going into HCC until it's properly. You have been trained.
Can I ask a
question?
I do have a question. Going back to that issue of a citizen, a comment coming up by a citizen, as I mentioned earlier, by practice, we don't do that. We listen, and at least that's how I've always seen it happen. So if I'm hearing this, though, by discretion, the chair can say, we do in fact want to talk about this. Is it simply the chair's discretion, or does the chair ask for nods as to...
It's the chair's discretion.
So really the chair could choose to discuss even if nobody else wants to discuss.
Now, what
I've
said...
If nobody else wants to discuss.
My point.
What I've said all the time for many years is don't enter into a discussion with people in public.
Yeah.
Listen to what they say. Thank you very much. Take that under advisement, or go out in the corner and talk to Brad or Gordon or somebody else.
If it's something that does need to be discussed, or you can put it on a future
agenda. You can put it on a future agenda, right?
Well, and that's the big thing is when it's on a future agenda, you've actually had time to do the research and to formulate a better plan with what may be needed to be done.
And then the public knows, and anybody else that has the same concern can come.
To me, that's the big issue right there, is that if there's any amount of discussion happening on a point that it will at one time have a vote, any resident could feel as if, you know, significant discussion happened without any notice whatsoever. And I suppose if you had a council so inclined, you could do those peppering conversations that would be, you know, wholly inappropriate. So,
okay. So when in doubt, have the meeting open and you notice it. So I gave to you a more detailed memo on the open public meetings training. You can read that and just enjoy it. As Gordon would say, it's poetry. And it will bring tears to your eyes.
John, I just want to make sure we're very clear. We talked a lot about the two of you or three council members, only one, but then you know our commission by the way as well. You cover emails and text messages too. It's the same thing. It's a conversation.
Well, okay, they amended the statute not too long ago that if you hit a reply all, it's not a meeting. But guess what? Your emails, the source of those emails are going to be subject to grammar. Hmm. So wherever you send it from, your computer may be open for people to look at. But just an email or a text is not a meeting. But if you're discussing on an email site, instant messaging back and forth, it probably looks a lot more like a meeting and not just, here's my position, and I've sent it out to four or five people. That's what I would recommend not doing.
Does this have any information regarding social? Because I know it's
social
media, sorry. If there's two or three council people in a group that has multiple people, things like that.
Sure looks like a meeting, doesn't it? But the statute was amended to say email and text are okay. So if you're talking about Facebook, that might be a problem. But if you're on Facebook, the world can probably see what's going on anyway. It hasn't been noticed. So when in doubt, pull yourself out.
That's cool.
What's that?
That's poetry.
That is poetry. Good. Any other questions? So I also gave you this memo on the HCC. This is for the 10th. This will kind of identify why we're doing the things we're doing. That's not going to be discussed now. This is just for your reading. Enjoy it.
Thanks, John.
Thank you. Hey, John.
You have been officially trained.
And you make sure these are included with the minutes for this meeting?
They will be part of the record.
Thank you.
So this was part of your packet for the 10th, and I'll also email it out to you.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Plus you have a hard copy. Okay.
All right. Item 1.2. Discussion relating to the general plan.
Gordon has asked that I just briefly discuss this. As you know, in your packet, we need to put together a representational timeline, procedural steps of what is required by both city and state code when considering an update to the general plan. And as you all know, better than I do, this community has struggled with a recent amendment, and it was decided to not adopt that plan officially. And so that leaves us with essentially relying on the existing 2014 version of the general plan. And we have, as an administration, we have anticipated the need to amend the general plan still. And we have noticed our intent to do that. So we've begun that process. The steps and the timeline that are outlined in your packet are, again, representational. That can certainly change based on the direction that the council gives the administration, the staff on this issue. We can consider holding additional meetings if necessary, open houses, public hearings. We could look at how we're going to staff this. This is something that obviously this is our focus tonight, is trying to find out what direction you all want us to take. But we recognize the need that we do need to do an update as a community that is dealing with rampant growth. We clearly understand that there are issues that need to be addressed and need to be expanded upon in our current plan. I don't know if there's any particular questions about the timeline or the process that we put into your packets. I know that we're planning on kind of answering some of your specific questions about issues or potential amendments that we've been talking about as a community. But again, this is just kind of representational, the steps that we would need to go through. And we have initiated that, anticipating that we will be taking more concrete steps moving forward.
A big part of this is we wanted the city council to, because this all originates at the planning commission, to tell the planning commission, we've already noticed because last year the city council said, do it, start this demo plan. So we need you to tell them what your vision is, what you're thinking is going to come back to you to vote on. And so that's what this, I believe, is a big part of it, and that might help drive how much time that's going to take and what you want to put in the plan, what you want to look at, what you don't want, what are the things you want to see when this plan shows up. So again, the second part of that is what level of public involvement you want to, you know, the second part of that is not required process. You don't have to have any of those hearings, but we have community facilitators in place, we have neighbor meetings we can have, so there's a lot of things we can do. None of them are required, but we're asking you to tell us, and then maybe the Planning Commission can weigh in to some of the ideas they would like to do when they hear, you know, as they're going through their process of the general plan. We started this a year and a half ago. It was initially supposed to be fairly quick. We kept adding new elements to it, and we don't want to be too quick. We want to be thorough. We want to be efficient. So I'm looking to the council to say, what are the pieces and parts you'd like to see in this new plan? What is your vision to tell us to take forward? Should we be having neighborhood meetings? Should we be envisioning? Should we get a consultant involved?
So that we can understand exactly where we're starting from, what, and for the public to understand that as well, what is the minimum requirement that we have to make sure, you know, how many does it have to go through Planning Commission, it has to go through, what exactly is the minimum, you know, if we were to do it the fast way, not in any way my intent, but so that I know where we're starting.
So the fastest you could do one, including, as Mike included, is we have to have this notice, 10-day notice, that has taken place. The plan, then we have a public open house. Then we have a public hearing at the Planning Commission. They can make a recommendation that night. It can go to the City Council the next meeting, and then the City Council at that meeting, in an open meeting, can adopt it. That's all that's required by the process. Nothing more is required. I think that probably is not the process you want to do. But that is a process that you can do. So go relatively quickly. Technically, we could have an open house this month, maybe before the next Planning Commission meeting, which is like the 18th. They could have something, and they could have a public hearing, and in the first meeting in February, again, anybody suggests that I'm recommending that, I'm saying that's an efficient, very poorly run government. So I'm just suggesting we do not run that process.
And doesn't resemble at all the schedule that was in.
So,
being clear.
So we try to show in the staff report the initial, what you require by law, and then the next half of that is your imagination. Anything you want to do, last time we did mailings to each resident, we put in newsletters, we put in water bills, Facebook, we can have multiple meetings, we can have multiple hearings, both at the Planning Commission and before the City Council acts, and you can do all those things.
And this first committee you have in your packet, staff, we're kind of outlines, would we consider staff-wise to be minimal to achieve those goals, not the minimal requirement, the minimal we see that you move process to have enough meetings, enough involvement. And that is trying to meet some timeline we were kind of guided on, but this is the meeting we actually need that direction. But more or less, what pieces you want to see, what parts do you want to see more focus in, what do you feel okay with, and we can move some other points a little faster.
So a question I have. So clearly we probably have some potential areas that are more interested in seeing that go quickly rather than slowly. So what I want you to explain is what are the options? Because I don't want to see us artificially move through that process because of a couple of certain parcels that may be out there that need that attention. So what options does this body have to potentially have those move through separately without affecting taking a good, hard look, having the time to work through the process, having multiple open houses? What are those options that are there for those high priority, potentially high priority properties?
So we have two developments that, you know, have been focal point of a lot of discussion. I'm going to get to those in just a second. Well, let's talk about it now. They have gone through all the required process they need. The City Council has the ability to act on those on the 10th. You can notice that, put them on. You can vote approval. You can vote approval of conditions. You can vote denial. You can vote remand of back plan. You already have fulfilled all the statutory requirements to do that. By doing that, you are implying that comply. Now, the Planning Commission, they recommended to you, the City Council, that they comply with the 2017 plan. You, if you approve them, you're implying that it complies with the 2014 plan. And you can make that decision, and you can make amendments to have that achieved. So I'm not saying you have that authority to interpret the general plan, and it's your interpretation. Three people get to decide what the general plan means, and they're at this table.
I want to throw one more wrinkle in that, is that that hasn't necessarily been the case with other areas. So I've had a few conversations already, but I want to use the example of RSL, right? So council rezoned it, did development agreements, everything, and it doesn't conform with any general. Right, so when we amend, that's one of the reasons this general plan has to be amended, right, for a lot of those types of changes. So even with these two parcels, the door is open. We can still make them whatever they need to be for what we envision the new general plan to be, but they wouldn't necessarily have to wait until the general plan's done, correct?
Right, so what you're saying is correct, that you can grant entitlement outside the general plan. Staff will generally not recommend you ever doing that. So the council sees something that's critical and important. The language in general planning gives you very wide breadth. The zoning is the entitlement. The general plan is the vision. So that adds clarity to what. So what Garrett's saying is not untrue. It's true. You can do that. We would suggest that you follow a general process of. It's different than that in most cases, unless you're Gal or other important projects at the city. So along that line, when we had the 2017 plan, it changed about 1,300 acres from residential to commercial and industrial uses. Some of those property owners expressed concern about that and have since been very delighted about changing back and they're planning three applications for those commercial properties. if the council, and the council historically has given us the direction that we want to get more commercial at the expense of residential property, we may not have that opportunity if we don't maybe have sensitive lands and be very efficient with something of the general plan. And I mean very efficient, where it would have to go very quickly because it's very easy for them to file an application. They file an application, the planning commission, if they're doing the job, will recommend a plan that complies with the 2014 plan. It would come to the city council with zoning, and we would again suggest to you our recommendation to follow the 2014 plan, which would mean you would likely zone residential, and we would at risk losing some what I call sensitive properties to that. Now, the council in the past has really pushed us in that direction. So some option may be to, I'm going to leave Danzy and Adam out of this discussion. I'm just talking about sensitive lands. Is that there were a number of properties that I think that the public and the council would like to see commercial. There's probably around 10 that we looked at that are probably in that critical or sensitive land aspect, where if you want to influence them by including them in a general plan, you're likely going to need to act quickly. So we've noticed a general plan. You could use that notice to amend what this council thinks are critical, and it would go fairly quickly. Now, what I will warn you is something like that, you'd probably have to think about your political capital, because the public may not understand what you're doing and appreciate a quick general plan amendment, and that would be Pam's problem to explain. So we'll put all the burden on her. So it's a problem that's really her problem. But the issue comes through, we've just had a lot of discussion of the general plan, and then something goes through very quickly without the a robust public hearing process, which isn't, again, required based on what you thought is sensitive, and we're very efficient with our timing of it. And then maybe notice a second general plan, which is good to confuse the public, that maybe has an opportunity to be more carefully...
More in depth.
Give an opportunity to look at properties that are not sensitive or under pressure of development. So that's two issues. Now let's talk about the development. We have the Danzies, we have the Adam projects. The council can certainly work with the two developers, and if they come up with a conclusion that this is a great project, according to, along the line of Councilman Henderson, you have the ability to approve those things. Every process has been met from the city. You have those three options. However, we have to notice it. So we bring it back to a city council meeting, and you would get that opportunity to notice it. And you can amend the plan to comply or to approve it or do anything you choose to do. So with three votes.
Are those two developments required to go back to the Planning Commission first?
No, you at this point, if follow all the requirements, the council can make any decision on those two. You got four choices. You can approve the conditions, deny, or remand back. Yeah. Well, I guess you could continue it. That's always done.
So in the past, we've steps ahead. As a commission, I think we've expressed some concern when we send a recommendation to the council, and then something about that recommendation changes drastically. I don't think it's in the ordinance reading, but it was suggested or encouraged that would come back to the commission. But in this case, we're saying, well, it doesn't have to. I think that it should if we're now considering it under a different general plan.
Well, I think that's going to be, I think that's really the question, is we have a recommendation now at the council level that was a recommendation based on the 2017.
Different information.
Right, and so I think the question is does the plan that's now before us that could be approved again meet the intent of the 2014 plan? Which, again, I think what I'm hearing Gordon say, the council has the latitude to really make a determination on that, or we have other options there. And
I didn't say
One of them could be to remand it back to the Planning Commission and ask for their recommendation on that.
I'm looking for some confirmation. I don't feel like we're pigeonholed into any general plan, that the door's open for us to do what we need to or want to. But, you know, as part of that process, the council can rezone anything at any time, whether it conforms to it or not.
But what because that means, it's based on how we interpret it.
Right. The example I keep going back to is RSL, right? We rezoned that property, and it does not conform with any general plan. The intent was in the next revision of the general plan, make it conform. So
that's one of the same properties I'm talking about.
Jared's saying, technically the city council with these existing 10 properties can rezone those 10 properties.
I wouldn't do the rezone general plan.
We would do a general plan amendment.
Yeah. Right. Well, you need to do the general plan amendment needs to be done for a lot of different reasons. But yes, sir, I'd say for a high priority, something that's bigger out of the ordinary, whatever it is, especially these two, they've gone through the required process. And I'm just going to single out Adeline and Danzy. Those are the two that have been the focus of a lot of this. They've gone through the required process, and the new council, at least my vision would be that along with the Planning Commission, we look at that, some of the changes that they've made to those applications, if they aren't, you know, completely out of left field and substantially different than what's been applied, but they don't say they're more in line with the vision of the new general plan rather than the letter of the law of the 2014 or 2017, we would be able to proceed with those because they have cleared those hurdles.
Yeah.
And we're all on board that, yep, now it's part of the new general plan that we're going through this process. Because there's a lot more to the general plan we need to talk about rather than just a couple of properties.
Absolutely.
But I don't feel that we need to hold those properties up from moving forward.
And that was really
unnecessary.
Back to my initial question is how does that affect some of these ones that again, I don't want to be forced into rushing through a process because we have a couple of things. So what are our options?
I mean, at least personally, I'll throw it all on the table, what I've kind of envisioned, and tell me how it will work out. One, I like kind of the template you guys have set out for public outreach and having a good, thorough process and having public input. I think the first step needs to be council and planning commission meet again to decide what changes we want to make, right? What are the specific areas, whether it's lines on the map or the language that's in the general plan. In the 2 years I've been on the council so far, we've not had any discussion about what the general plan actually is. It's just a map that's discussed. There's so much more to it. I think we need to have that conversation of this is what the current one is. This is what we've gone. Everybody needs to get up to speed.
You're talking about a bigger picture.
Yeah, the bigger picture. We need to look at the difference between them and identify the areas that we need to work on, and then we have to fit that into this schedule of how do we go through each one to make the decisions of where we want to be. I really don't want to have neighborhood meetings and open houses and not be able to tell the public this is what we're really considering, mm-hmm. right? But I think that was one of the mistakes we made last time. We said, here's a couple possibilities, and there was no clear direction to the public of where we wanted to go. I think we've had some of that. We need to really put something forth and say, this is what we're proposing. What does the public think about this? Give us some feedback on this plan that we're considering.
Well, I think that in that, you also need to look at the vision of the city, and is the general plan in line with the vision of the city, or does the vision of the city need to change as well?
Right, that's what I mean, the language.
That's the big
key. If you have an end goal, which is supposedly the vision of the city, and the general plan doesn't comply with that or meet that,
right.
Then one of
that's what I'm saying. That's where I think we need to start. There's the language in the plan. We need to start with this is what the general plan really is and what the purpose is. Now what are the areas we need to work on to get them to fit whatever we decide that vision is, right? Yeah. So, yeah.
So I think once that's established, it's a lot easier to say, I understand why it's zoned here. I want to understand why the general plan says this mm-hmm. is what we want to do. So when people come in and are saying, I want to change it these 15 different times, it's like, that's not the vision of what we're trying to accomplish.
The scope of the job.
And it doesn't put little pieces of things that don't look like they fit.
Well, and I think that in this last process, I think we allowed really to get to try and get too much detail in the general plan. Does that make sense? There were some areas that I think we really tried to just drill down to. It's this whole parcel, but we really tried to drill in specific things. And I don't believe that that's the intent of the general plan. I think we have, again, a general idea of how we want that to develop. But again, until that time actually comes, we've got to leave some flexibility in there to allow that to play out when that time actually comes. And so I think that there's areas, to Gordon's point, that I think the council, the planning commission, and probably most of the public would agree on, and there are probably more of these 10 kind of sensitive properties, I think we all pretty much would agree on, okay, yes, those were changes that were made, that were recommended in the 2017, that we still all think is fundamentally the right thing to do. And I think those are the ones, what we have to decide is, are we going to try and separate these really into kind of two different processes? Is one, still doing, as giving Tammy as much cover as possible, in still communicating out, look, these are ones that were part of the 2017. These are ones that generally we never got any pushback on, or the public generally agreed with, that we might be able to move on. And then we take that other process and we go, I think, down the road that you're talking about, Jared, and having a little more talk here, really come together on what we think the vision is and how that looks, and have some ideas to push out. And I'll throw it out there. I'm not saying it's the way that I think we should go or need to go, but sometimes there's even some positives to having a consultant come in and help with that longer-term stuff. I think sometimes the perception is, and I might have said a nasty word there, so, but I think sometimes the perception is with the public, as much as we try and include and have that dialogue, that the city or staff or whoever it is has a direction that they are trying to drive this. Whereas if we allow that comment, but we allow a consultant to come in and do some of that and make some of those recommendations, I think there's a little more transparency potentially in that type of process that we may even want to look at and consider. Again, I understand that that has costs to it, and I would want to see what those potential costs would be before I would even say I think that's the way we go. But I think it's at least a way that we need to consider approaching that longer-term, total encompassing, maybe outside of some of these fewer, smaller, specific properties. Because again, we get into some of these areas that aren't even part of the city right now that we want to have at least kind of a declared intent of, if they do annex, and what that looks like. And I think that's where it starts to get a little messy for us, honestly.
I was driving. I always forget the names of all the different subdivisions. This might have been one of the ones Doug did. There's a precast wall on 5600. That has a lot of cool pictures of tractors, and do you know the precast wall I'm talking about? So I think that we have to decide if our vision is to preserve Harriman in a picture on the wall, or if we preserve the feel of Harriman in the way we develop the property. So I think that those kind of discussions have to be included in our vision for the city. A lot of people think, take a picture and hang it on a wall, and that's how you remember things. And a lot of people think, you know, we have to save this. This is my antique. I'm going to put it in the corner and save it and take care of it. So I think those are some of the discussions we have to have on our vision and that language that you're referring to, because it's very in-depth, the language that goes with the master plan. I had an interview with Better City. Can somebody help me understand when that is supposed to be back? Because their job, as far as I understood, was to help us understand how to economically develop this city. Do you know when the timeline is on getting that information back?
We are planning to schedule first thing in February with me. They have a report ready to go, but the 10th seems pretty busy, as well as the 24th, so we want to have a fairly lengthy opportunity for them to present. So it's basically when we can find time with the council. So it's your schedule. They're ready to go as soon as we have them. We also have the mountain study ready to come back. We have the branding. So they're all post waiting for you when you're ready to have these meetings. But we all think they should be brought into the general plan as well. So
I agree.
Each of those things come in there. And so they're waiting for you to look at what they've presented. So as soon as we can find an open meeting, we will start scheduling this up.
Well, and to be clear, so much of this work has already been done. I mean, let's not for any amount of time make it seem as if Harriman has been sitting as a blank canvas waiting to be planned. I mean, much, much, much planning has been done, good, solid planning. We have a really two versions of a very reputable economic development plan that does not change where the economic strengths are of this city. Doesn't change because it revolves around your transportation corridors. It revolves around the separation between shopping centers and the various cities. All of those things for the fundamental sustainability of the city aren't going to change. We know where those are. We know where our strengths are. Some of these other questions will be answered, but I want to be clear that so much of this has already been done.
Right.
And what we have seen in a couple of these general plans is really solid. And I couldn't agree more with these agreement areas. In fact, I think that apart from the public being concerned, I think to see some movement from this council on agreement areas is an important thing. I think one of the worst things that can happen is a council languish and not make decisions. So where there are agreement areas where we don't see controversy, we know that our residents want to see us move proactively so as not to lose opportunity. Because again, certain opportunities come once, and when you don't grab them, they're gone, RSL being one of those. Yes, slightly out of the norm. Another city would be very happy to have taken that opportunity from us and been pleased that we decided we had to go by process so that they could snatch it up. So there has to be an element of flexibility. So if you're looking for nods, I suggest that we do look at areas of agreement that we move quickly on so that we don't lose opportunities that would negatively impact our residents and the sustainability of the city, that we pay particular attention to the economic development strengths that we have, and that we don't lose those trying to preserve a Harriman way of life, because a Harriman way of life is completely lost if you can't afford to service your city. So those, I think, we pay special attention to, and then I completely agree with you in terms of this whole vision idea. I do think that at worst we have not articulated what that is. I think it's a very subjective phrase that means different. I think every one of us could articulate what the Harriman way is, and we would have no one consensus. That being said, that needs to be a heavy part of the equation as we move forward.
Yeah,
so that's my
sustainability. I agree with you 100%. That's why when you're talking about, you know, bringing in people who are specialized in those kind of things, I think we kind of have, you know, it sounds like there's some studies. I just want to see what they are, understand those, make sure that we're moving forward and so we can be sustainable, because I agree, we don't continue to be a community if we don't figure out how to pay for the expenses that a community encounters. So
the other area where we talk about the possible public process that this is going to go through, it mentions the open houses and getting the citizens involved, things like that. I want to have a little better understanding of exactly how or what that's going to entail, because one thing that I'm looking at is oftentimes we leave it so open that the information we receive from them is so drastically all over the board, instead of asking specific questions that will help all of us. Because I'm not saying don't let them share all of their opinions and everything else, but also getting from the resident liaison or whatever we're calling them, some very specific answers to certain things. Because I know that when they come into the city planning and they have an application for something, and all of a sudden some citizens get up and share something that we weren't aware of because we haven't lived there for the last 5 years and we haven't seen everything in that area, we have some information given to us that helps us make better decisions. I want to make sure that with what we get back from the citizens doesn't feel like it's just 100 people giving 100 different opinions of stuff, and there's a little more focus to it, if possible, and I'm not sure the best way to do that.
But I know that I'd like to see that, because at least in the city planning, when they come, they're focused on one subject. If we throw a, what do you think of the general plan at them, we're going to get a lot of different information from that. Some of them just will go through.
So could you take the community facilitators and meet with them and almost do like a training? Like, I think it's...
I think they're planning on that.
Okay. Because I think it's important that they understand the economics behind the city, our budget, those types of things. Because a lot of the decisions as you're making this plan, people are like push back, oh, I don't want to see that. That's business there, I don't want to see that. But they have to understand that some of that growth has to happen in order to be sustainable. It has to happen. So I would love to see us train our community facilitators just on budget 101. Here is what we're looking at in our city. Here's the kind of expenses. Open space, what it's cost us to have these parks and this rec kind of stuff. Huge chunk of our budget. I need everyone to understand that. Through these community facilitators, I think they could take that information back to the public so that the public can start helping formulate this plan very educated.
Now, the community facilitators, we kind of had a little different vision that we have to change. What they were mostly supposed to do was just be a non- communicate. They would speak for the city, or we weren't planning to bring them through a full education. So they were just to. Now, but they're not going to see the full budget of the city. They're not going to see. How that's probably bigger than the scope of what we were thinking. They were basically going to be there just to allow the residents to talk face to face with the developer. That was more of the process. So
right,
going back, maybe something that Clint said. If we want to, we're doing this economic study, and that was Hendricks kind of pushing that. We have this balanced approach of what it's going to take in terms of jobs, business, work, so we have a long, sustainable process. I think they want to come, we want to have that presented to you, so you understand it. You give us direction on the way we're going with that. And then the general plan, that will be an element, part of the general plan. That would be
so the defining piece of the vision.
Now, there's two points I want to make. One is the Planning Commission, their number one goal purpose is to be the keepers of the general plan. They're supposed to keep, maintain, manage, and do their life is the general plan.
And
ordinance, but mostly the general
plan. You're supposed to create and recommend a general plan.
Yeah, right.
So that's one issue. I don't want to pull them out of it too much. That's why they're here today. The second piece I wanted to suggest is if we're going to do a fairly robust education training, and I think we need to engender the support of the public, and I think we need to really, so I'm talking two processes. One, we do a general plan that's been noticed. Again, if the council likes to go that way, of just critical or sensitive lands in an efficient manner. That's a county issue. The second piece is what we're talking about, the vision of the city. In that vision, you may find that we have too much commercial, or we want to eliminate some of these efforts. You may come back and amend those things and turn back residential. You may do all those things, but you don't get that choice if we don't do that first plan. That won't be a decision you get to make, because that they will already have seen in the process coming through on the 2014. Because I believe the process that you're describing, that I'm hearing about the general plan, is going to take a number of months, because once you have that public hearing to digest all those comments, put them together, figure how you implement them, it's going to take several weeks. You take that back, get that to the Planning Commission, you show them, you have public hearings. The new changes are going to have to be distributed. You shown to people, so they're not feeling like, oh, you made changes and you brought a new map to us. So now we have a whole set of new hearings. By the time we've had several of these, we're in the summer months. And now it starts being the city council. And then they go through their process. And so what I'm suggesting is that Nicole's right. There's a lot of good information, but I think the public is going to want us to be deliberate and thoughtful on this second visionary plan. I just can't see us.
And as a planning commissioner, that's what we kind of need. I mean, one thing to say, what Clint said about hiring an outside consultant, I mean, I've done this in the past down in Utah County, the Board of Preservation Studies, is you have to have a first meeting where you get a vision from a body like this, council and planning commission. What is the vision? Do you want high density? Do you want not high density? Mm-hmm. You set up the vision, even if this, I want a lot of commercial, that they will only come back, a consultant will only come back with what works. Yep. Not what we think as a planning commission works for commercial. It really doesn't. We call it commercial, and in reality, it sits there forever, and then eventually, planning commission or council way down the road changes it to what it really needs to be. That's the thing I think we really need to have. So I kind of think it's a blend of what Clint and Jared said is, take what we have to massage. Now, I do have a question, because most of the ones that I think we would say are sensitive have development agreements, so I don't even know why that would be an issue.
Yeah.
They don't?
None of them
do. These are all just
different, yeah.
A1s that are people have now said.
Probably this is residential 2014 plan changed to commercial.
So if I could maybe interject and get some nods.
Well, that's
on a couple things. One is, I just lost my train of thought.
I'll give you a nod and see if that works.
Yeah. The first thing I need to agree with Nicole on several other points is that a lot of good work has already been done. We're not starting from scratch. One thing that I feel pretty strongly about is when it comes as far as public involvement, to Gordon's point, yes, we want to have that public involvement and do the things we need to there, but I think that we did a lot of that already, and we need to identify those areas of agreement. When we take it to the public, what I would prefer, and this is where I'm looking for a nod, is that we, the Council of Planning Commission, resident groups, etc., we've come up with a plan, and that's what we're presenting to the public, and we're asking them, what do you like or not like about this plan?
And that's what I think needs to happen, is questions more focused than this broad statement. What do you think?
Looking at the timeline, because there's a lot of things in there, but there's a lot of things I think we could change or even eliminate by having that work done and presenting it that way. At least in my opinion, that was part of the problem, as we presented several scenarios, and there was a lot of confusion of, well, what is the city really wanting to do? I think we need to do that work first. This is what we're proposing. Then we do the public outreach.
Once you get what you're proposing, we will take those, and in those meetings with the public, we will highlight those areas, and the questions will be, what do you like about this section? What don't you like about this section?
I like that. And I think that's what needs to happen.
An area that has a change, not just And then
we meet and we discuss those.
Right. And maybe, Jared, maybe we even start that with identify your top 5, top 10 priority areas of the city that you think are most crucial and have the most dial. Maybe we can at least start to identify the areas in that first outreach of where the perception of most concern is. And then start to digest that.
We know that, though.
We do.
So does everybody kind of agree as far as that?
Before we start looking for nods, but just for my benefit.
You know my point.
We hear what you're saying. I'd like to hear from our last two planning commission members first, because I want to know if they have any concerns that we have addressed yet.
Well, just what Jared said earlier, I do want to have more meetings of all of us together.
Wait, what's that, Jessica? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I want more meetings of us together when we work on the general plan.
Us sitting around the table.
I don't think we have enough last time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Jared's suggestion to do that together. Procedurally, I mean, so I'm still trying to wrap my head around what Gordon was saying, and I kind of like how he's compartmentalizing it, like in two separate processes, right? Jared, what you're talking about right now is that second process he's talking about,
yeah.
The decision
yeah.
of the city. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
So are we all in agreement, to move forward, are we all in agreement that we can come into, or that we agree that we can agree on areas of agreement?
Yes.
I'm going to see how long I can say that.
Well
because
said.
I think that's, thank you, I think that's important. So if we all feel comfortable that we know there are areas of agreement with which we could move with some expediency, yes?
Yes.
So.
Yeah, I think just as long as, and when we present them, and that's Tammy's job, I assume, is to make sure that that education goes with that. Right, as we're making those decisions, the public understands why that was critical that we move forward on that.
Why the expediency?
Well, yeah,
I think
exactly.
Can we share that? I mean, because I mean, obviously there's areas of agreement, but the one thing I don't want is an assumption that these are areas of agreement when not everybody's hearing it. Because sometimes I feel like that happens when there's recommendations made by the city planning and the city council. All of a sudden, changes are made drastically on the plan from the city council. And we never see it because they just assume that we agreed with them. And I'm not saying that's always the case, but that's my fear.
Okay.
Is we need to actually know what we think those areas of agreement are.
Okay.
And it was mentioned a little bit ago that there's already a recommendation from the commission to the council, so that doesn't need to go back. But that, in my mind, that recommendation should be void or nullified because it was based on a completely different scenario. I think that there's
a different way. Absolutely.
Yeah, so I think that the recommendation and maybe some requirements and inputs might be different. And I'm talking to Gordon's first scenario, the expedient scenario, right? Like, I think that there would probably be a lot of areas that we could find agreement on, but that.
Well, and where there's not agreement or where we're sensing this, some fraction, then we pull those out. I mean, whole idea is that we all feel comfortable and confident that these are simply areas that delay actually creates a long-term problem for the city, which is an easy message to the residents, which is we are your protectors in this.
Yeah.
And so I'm not. If there's ever a doubt, we pull those out. If there are areas that are doubtful, those are not agreements. I think there's going to be some very clear agreements. And then all others are thrust into this very thorough public information process.
So is... And I don't want to open that. And are we having any? Let's say we touch on those 10 items. Is that going to be a public meeting where they talk about that as well, where they get a chance to say that? I'm not trying to open a can of worms.
As we're talking,
yes.
Well, I think that's what staff is looking toward to us for is, all right, how do we want to go about this? Like, we can do it however.
Because I think there's a high probability that 7 out of the 10 are not even going to be talked about. They're going to be like, we're good.
And that's, so schedule-wise, right, that's what we're looking for. Okay, what do we need to map out as far as meetings and how are we going to go through
for
this?
For like the A1s that they're describing, the ones that want to stay here.
So they still have to go through the public process, right?
To me, the whole point of the ones we agree on is to protect ourselves so we continue to have the control that we want to have down the road. It's not saying that we're going in and trying to manhandle. It's just saying that we recognize that if we don't act now, we won't have the option to act later.
But John, don't they have an option to do a moratorium? I mean, honestly, guys. I mean, we don't. To be honest, you could put certain areas under a moratorium for development if you wanted to. Isn't there authority that the council can put up?
You could, but you have to find a countervailing public purpose. It's pretty hard.
It couldn't be.
They asked to
require our general plan was overturned. That was reverted back. And that seems like
you have a very legal straw case why you
could. I mean, if you want the general plan
for 180 days.
But that should be more than enough time.
But what I'm saying, the point is all of us heading into, we like the new 2017 general plan, to, oh, no more, seems like a valid reason to me for something like that.
Yeah,
I personally just think if you, no matter how
try and make it, and don't do is it where it's totally open, get speed and understand all of that, it's just going to create enough pressure to do exactly what you want. Where you get to a certain point, you're going to step back again, and you're going to get any farther. That's the only thing I would say.
But that's where the areas of agreement come in. I mean, and it may not be 10 areas. It may be 5 areas. I mean, I don't know what it's going to be. My point is we went through this process for a year and a half, 2 years. There are very definite areas of agreement that were never touched. So it's no harm, no foul to move those forward. The public has seen it ad nauseum. They weren't problems for them. They weren't problems for us. They weren't problems for staff. Just those are what I'm putting in the quote-unquote areas of agreement. Anything that has any hint of concern goes into this lengthy process. This is purely a protection move for the city on only those areas by which we all are in agreement. You know, and again, where expediency is very, very important. And again, I don't want to use 10 areas. It could be 5 areas. Because again, wherever there's any sense of concern, we pull those out for all the reasons that you just stated, because we don't want to undo what we're trying to do, which is gain the
So do you foresee in a meeting, in this format meeting, having the 10 items discussed and then sort of talked about and decided moving forward from there? Is that what you're foreseeing?
This is where I throw to the expertise of the city as to legally what are we required to do. And by what process do we proceed with those areas that, again, we accept are areas of agreement? So I don't have any kind of agenda here. I simply think that for the protection of the city and the residents and on very specific properties, we know we're all in agreement, and it would be hurtful to the city to not move forward. And so I then throw that over to our very capable staff and say, because we agree on those things, we know expediency is important, protect us in process, and let's move forward. So, and then everything else becomes a very healthy dialogue on all of those areas where we know there is some concern, where we know we have to better articulate and understand a vision from the city, and all of those things we wrestle through, and then we do a much better job with process. We bring forward a solid plan that incorporates all of these great things that we've heard from the residents and our experts and all of that. And we go through that process whereby we have one plan and there's no confusion and we listen to what we hear. So we've improved the process, we've learned, but we haven't hurt the city by going through this.
So, Nicole, I agree with you completely. And I think one of the things that helps me understand the situation is I'm thinking about what could happen. You might, I can't see it. Oh, thanks. Sorry. One of the things that could happen is, let's say that we have 100-acre piece of land that they are zoned at quarter acres. Well, if they come in with a PUD with the old zoning, and you know they rezone it or whatever they do, and they come in with a PUD, and then they cluster all of those into townhomes, or we're going to have that this whole fight of what is the vision of our city exactly again by taking the time to, you know, for those few things that we have, agreement on with the entire council. Taking the time to say, we're going to protect ourselves, we can change it later, but we want to make sure that our intent is clear, that this is what we see going in those areas. They still have to come back in for rezoning. They still have to, you know, there's still all these other processes that have to happen that allow the rest of that conversation as well, but it gives us that control so that we're not put in a position later where we don't have a choice. And because I know all the residents are in a place where they don't want to see, you know, the attempts to put in more apartments and townhomes and that high density as they feel in those areas. And so by taking the time to do those specific things, we, you know, for those areas of agreement first as one process, and then going through the entire general plan and let the public, you know, be truly a part of the process that, you know, we want to make sure they feel communicated, then we can go in and have that process as well, still having the choice, and we can revisit all of those if we need to. But we have the choice because we protected ourselves.
Because there's nothing more frustrating to a resident than to say, we don't have a choice.
Exactly. Yeah.
But had we acted, we could have preserved our choice. But it's very frustrating to a resident when they feel locked into something that no matter how they feel about it, can't do a single thing.
And I have no problem saying right now that, you know, let's do it. And then in the second process, completely, let's revisit it. It's okay to have that process, but let's give ourselves the choice. And then we have the third situation of the two different developments that we're looking at. That's, you know, that we've discussed about the Danzies and Doug's property. You know, they've gone through a process already, and so we have that to address as well, outside the scope of those two. So I'm seeing three lanes here, and there's, you know, discussion and argument for how we do on the specifics of each. But in my opinion, at this point, I'm comfortable saying that that's the way I'd like to proceed. Let's do a plan of agreement, then let's do a full general plan. And let's take the two big developments that we're looking at and handle those through the process that they've already been going to, because we have a responsibility to continue moving forward. It doesn't have to be super, super fast, but we do need to continue forward and let those developers start developing their lands. Some of them have been waiting years to try to develop. So I beat them up. First thing I did is ask both of them to take out townhomes out of their projects. You know, it's time to make sure that, you know, we're being a partner in this and not simply a doorstop, you know, or someone in the way. So that's my opinion. We've got four other members of the council
So I agree with what you just said, except for one thing to remind everybody is right now our current general plan, and we've all talked about it as planning commission, so I just wanted you to hear this. It gives us so much latitude and density that we have no authority. So the bigger, the longer time frame, general plan, is the part that, even though I know it's difficult, you said just a little bit ago, the general populace does not like our high density. Our range is so large, even on this, what I'll call single family homes, that if we don't adjust that soon, by the time we get to adjusting it with the bigger master plan, that's what I'd rather focus more on, getting it done. Because the density ranges are what's controlling us. I agree with the Doug and the Danzy stuff. We've worked a certain way, that makes sense. But what my fear is our density allows, even in an A1 zone, or in an agricultural zone, to go so high that we as the Planning Commission fight just to keep it at moderately high. And that's the bigger issue that we're stuck with. And that's the bigger problem with the general. I think we need to focus on those density numbers right off the start. That, to me, is more important than even any other zoning laws, any other
pieces. This is exactly my point, is that we need, it's not just identifying areas of agreement so things can continue. It's identifying what the plan is that we agree on, because it's more than the map, right? What do we agree on? And identifying the things we need to work on, right? And that, going through that exercise accomplishes both of those things. Okay, here's the things we agree on. That gives staff, you know, clear direction as applications come in. This is the direction both, if we do it together. I don't think that we can split these meetings up into Planning Commission is going to discuss this night and Council is going to discuss. We need to do this together up front and determine this is the direction we're going. These are the parts of the plan, the intention, the language, etc., and the map that we're okay with. Right through all the versions, and I'm thinking of three versions we've worked through: the existing 2014, the one that we had put together, worked through kind of in this scenario. We had Brynn did a great job at the one retreat. We went through a lot of things and agreed on one. Went through Planning Commission, and then the final version after everything this last summer. If you look at all three of those, I'd say 90% of it is the same.
Yep.
Right, so that I think that's the first exercise. So what I want to get to give staff direction and schedule so that the next meetings are productive and we get things accomplished. Kind of back to the nod of, I think we need to, while this schedule gives us an idea, it's not necessarily what's being proposed of this is what we're publishing, this is just an idea for us. So looking at what's on there, well, it would January 18th to have the Planning Commission discuss a general plan amendment. What general plan? We haven't given them anything to discuss. So we need to find a time for both bodies to meet together and go through that exercise of what about these recent versions of the plan do we agree on that needs to be kept and stays in the new version, right? And that accomplishes the heirs agreement, gives them their direction, etc. And at the same time then shows us these are the things we need to focus on. So Adam's point, you know,
tightening
tightening up the density ranges in each zone. potentially adding zones. That will really, I think, going through that exercise, having a meeting just to do that, will give us a lot of direction of what the rest of the schedule is going
to
look
like. I'm just trying to make sure I understand what you're saying. So you're saying let's have, in the next 30 days or however quickly we can do it, have another joint meeting with all of us, that we have the discussion on what are the areas of agreement. We can go through the general plan process with those right away, and then do another full plan for that as well. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying create different plans. I'm saying we just have to identify these are the things about the, because we have to make a new general plan. These are the things that we all agree need to stay in the new plan that we're working on. And that just identifying those things, we're not creating a plan and rushing it through. We're just saying these are the things that we agree on, and it gives them direction as people come in and they want to submit applications for them to say, no, this is
what
we're...
What about the people that are zoned in the 1 acres that want to come back because they don't want a new commercial, but they go in and they have 30 days...
Well, I think those are the properties we're talking about in the agreement.
Yeah, that's part of the separation of identifying those ones. This is.
But if we don't pass an amendment to the previous general plan, they're going to file an application that gives them because they've started the process. Am I incorrect? Is that,
then are they vested?
Is that what's going on? Yes. So as soon as they file the application with that zoning in that general plan, they are vested with that zoning. And what we're trying to protect is...
So yes, I think we're all saying the same thing, frankly. I think we're just saying different versions.
I'm just trying to understand where I'm not necessarily disagreeing with you. I'm just trying to figure, I'm wrapping my head around it.
So your point of we need to identify a time to get together and have that discussion within 30 days, I think, is great. I mean, I know that the 10th and 24th, agendas are long with a lot of things. That's...
It can be as long as you...
Every time I look at this, I can just feel the glare.
But to your point, Jared, the only way that we can set the Planning Commission up to do their job and to be successful is to get together. And everyone has to commit the time to get together and get through this process as soon as we can, or the city's the one that loses
so,
the process.
So we have our regularly scheduled meetings where there's decisions need to be made and those agendas are on there. That's what I'm saying is we need to pick more another date or two within this next few weeks to get together and have this specific discussion. Nothing else is on the agenda. We spend that 2 hours to agree, these are the parts of the general plan we all agree we should keep, and we agree these are the parts we need to work on. That's,
because the Planning Commission, again, in order, they're the ones that are responsible to do this process and just make a recommendation and to avoid what we've had happen in the past, and to Chris's point, to where they don't know what this body's vision is, and that we get things that are recommended to us, and then changes are made. We need to find the time right now to sit down, have all the work that's already been done brought to us, and identify those areas that, again, those areas that are we think are we're all in agreement, and that we can start to separate out so that the Planning Commission can move on those, and we can identify the timeline and process for the remainder.
Directed by council to not bring any plans in this meeting. Okay? My purpose, to talk about what you want and set out a timeline. And you're right, you start adding more studies into the 2-year process. So if there's some things we can agree on, come together on, and have that meeting, I'm looking at the 11th, Thursday night, or the 17th, which is the Wednesday night.
Of January?
And council has the 10th. Already.
I'm out of town the 11th and 12th.
I'm out of town on the 17th.
Okay, but we're never going to find a time when everybody's in, so I suggest we find a time where it makes sense for this first meeting with the ability for people to either call in or give their advice before, but there's no way we're going to find a meeting where everybody's in attendance. So I would look to the staff to suggest a time that meets the needs of what we're talking about for...
Prepared and ready. How quickly can you realistically be prepared for that?
We've already kind of prepared, so you just pick a date.
That's why I'm saying 11.
Can you do the 11th with notices?
Can you call? No, we only need 24 hours after this meeting. So you can pick any date, we're ready.
Suggest an alternate.
Yeah, it'll be tough for me to call in. I'll be in the Four Corners.
What about...
exactly. There's like two spots in town.
I know we tend to like Wednesdays and Thursdays, but what about the 9th?
Tuesday?
I'm out on the 9th.
Are you going to be...
16th.
Would you be able to call in? Is that
I won't. It's not an option.
Okay.
What?
Well,
what'd you say?
16th
is what?
16th.
I can do the 16th. Sherry, can you do it?
I could try and call in, but
you're becoming a problem.
Yes. Well, tell me something I haven't heard three times today, Nicole.
Honestly, Tuesday evening is the day I meet the clients, and I'll have to move those. But that's that work. Like, I can make that work.
What about the planning commission? Is there anybody that?
No.
Well,
I was going to say, how busy is our planning commission?
I was going to say, we could do it maybe like at 5 o'clock on the 18th before planning.
Yeah. Are you out of town that day on the 18th?
Maybe we can do it from 5 to 7 on the 18th.
Wait, let's find out if
I'm gone on
town.
The 18th.
Quinn's always out of town.
No, sure. I'm just at a conference the 16th through the 19th, so.
I'll be out of town the
18th. Is it in Disneyland?
It is not.
That's where he was during the machine gun fire.
If 18th schedule is 18th would be perfect for me.
I'll be gone and Clint will be gone on the 18th. So Clint and I will not be here.
That's two council members that are gone that night.
So back to the 16th.
Typically, I know we all try to get two schedules. So typically, the council gives us a vision, and the planning commission does. So honestly, I know I want to be involved and have more meetings with you guys and hear your vision. I do think we need to hear your vision. So I think you guys have some meetings.
And then we present it to you.
Discuss your visions. So it's not 100% all over the place. Talk with you guys are voted by constituents. That is the purpose of the council. Is to create a vision. You don't, I'll be honest, I'm not expecting you to draw it on a map. You create a written vision. Of what your goals
can I do it through interpretive dance?
Yes. I mean, this is how it works across the entire state.
I'm ready.
It's going to take me some time to put it together. But.
What I mean by that is sometimes councils forget a little bit, and they try and draw it on a map. You create a vision. You don't worry about all the other issues. You say it's important for us, like you've already said, to worry about the Danzy property and the Young Buck. Okay, we can keep track of that. You write those things down that your focus that you want us to do is, and then let us do our job. But that's the thing I think we're missing is we need the vision.
What
vision do you want us to focus on?
So they need to meet with us.
It should be words.
We're just sidebarring a little bit. I think that's a valid point. We want to include the Planning Commission, and I can only speak for myself. I want to make sure you guys are in on those conversations so that you really understand what our vision is. So if we can, as we were just kind of discussing, if we can phase it, I think is how you put it. So I think that's a good suggestion. To make schedules work is council finds a time that works for us. We discuss those things. And then
that's
we bring
them.
Yeah,
and those of us. This is their vision. This is what they were thinking.
Then
we break down the map and look at it.
Yeah, and generally there's at least two of the council that can attend that meeting and
help convey.
The worst thing I think it could be is you guys should be focusing more written, not drawing maps where things should be focused. That will make it worse in understanding your vision. Your vision should be we want to have this kind of density in. Low residential agriculture. A range about this. This is our. We like this subdivision, which is our vision of this size of development. Give us that kind
we're
of
looking
data.
At our commercial so amount view and
Mike Yashin,
focus that kind of stuff written wise, and we can actually take the time.
That's a good point.
So working through it.
My question then is, if we have this discussion just among council about the properties that we agree that need to be protected.
But that's not what he's saying. That's not what I'm saying.
It's not just about properties in the map.
I know it's not, but I'm...
As a phase one.
But you should say that one. Your phase one focus should be anything that's A1 that's trying to go to a industrial or agricultural. We want to try and keep it industrial and agricultural. That's easy for us to interpret. I'm just saying, don't go draw on that. Because that's what got us, honestly, that's what got us in this situation we're in.
Oh, I know.
The general plan that we recommended went to your guys' council meeting and
sat
there
for a
year for a while.
And then changed drastically.
And then changed drastically. That's what got us there. All I'm asking for is give us your vision, we will give you a result, and then we can discuss the results in a forum where we're all together.
Makes sense.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
Let's do it. But let's phase it so that we, because we all had our nods on the various things, so let's do that exact process as you've outlined. I would, however, love prior to our meeting, one thing that would be helpful for me is for you to articulate how the general plan has been challenging for you. Because that helps us establish the dialogue to make it better for you. So if you could prep us with some of those things that are challenges for you in implementation, that will help us improve our process when we give to you.
To be honest, the number one thing, nothing else, than the number that's in the general.
Just tightening it up.
That range, assigning it to this location, I'll be honest, I'm not a huge fan of, we are Harriman, we're in the corner of the valley. Our expectation of huge amounts of commercial, I think that's why we need an independent analysis is to see if it really...
But we have that.
Well, our general plan wasn't done by it.
No, I know. I mean the economic development areas, yeah.
Having someone look at it and see if it's more than just, is there a feasible financially, everything has no cost. But what I'm saying is a viable, thriving environment for the commercial. But back to your thing, honestly, the biggest issue for us is the density numbers is the range.
Okay. Is the range.
To be honest.
Just tightening the range.
They'll come in and it'll be like, okay, it looks like, according to the map, we should have all 1/4 acres. And because of the PD overlay and the range and everything else, now everybody's at 0.1. And then the community gets angry.
So to Nicole's point, give a suggestion. This is what we're seeing, something like this particular zone, it would really help if you split it into this, this, and this.
Yeah, that would help.
Because we, at least I don't have that experience.
Yeah, that's right? And you've seen it over and over again. So share where your frustrations are to help guide our discussion.
So I think we can probably consider that one shared.
Yeah. No. I'm not asking you to have a meeting. I'm saying prep us for our meeting with some of these things that you want us to consider.
Yeah.
Yes. Otherwise,
send an email to Brandon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just simple. I'm not saying we need a meeting for
Brandon
this. I'm saying you want us to have
to
a meeting, and we want to have that be fruitful in helping you develop a tool that you can use.
Yeah.
If we have a meeting without that, what's the point?
Correct.
Yeah.
We've been in planning commission. Our goal is to not, we've been talking about this for a while. Our work meeting should not be talking about the agenda that we're talking about in that moment. It should be about other things. And that's personally what I want to start focusing on, is ordinances and
general
plans discussions so that we can start, when we come to you and visit, when we have these rare times when we can be with everybody, we can be focused instead of, hey, let's schedule another meeting. Meetings don't do anything.
So help us help you.
Does anybody else have any other major thoughts? I think we're fairly close. But any other major input they want to give before the council gives nods to staff?
Do you have direction? Do you understand where we're headed?
So I want to make sure. So everybody understands is our policy is Jackie posts the city council agenda for the 10th today. Otherwise, we'd be here with 7 strikes. So tonight, she's going to be staying to type in whatever's on this agenda. So I'm hearing from the council that we're going to put on the agenda a discussion of the vision to give to the city, to the planning commission for the general plan. Am I hearing that the city council wants to have on
phase one? Anyway.
That's the first step.
Mm-hmm.
I have a couple, okay, before we move past the 10th, I have a couple more questions. We talked earlier, and this is specifically to the City Council, the Dansby and the Adlin projects, you can vote on anytime you choose. When do you want us to bring them back to you for consideration?
Ask us that question again.
On the 10th. Yeah, ask us that question.
So again. The answer is not on the 10th.
So not on the 10th.
You will not see either one of those projects for consideration on the 10th. Okay. very poignant question. Oh, I did have one more, but I wanted. So now you passed the plan. So the Planning Commission is the next week.
18.
So we'll have to try to put in a nice text that day, whatever you say, so we can give it to the Planning Commission. We'll have maybe two or three city council members there to help answer questions.
To the vision.
And talk about the vision.
That's
so
great.
We'll give you the text if we try to distill it from them, and then you can grill them as hard as you want, because it's your meeting.
We like that.
That's
perfect.
And then after that, then the Planning Commission will take some time working with staff to make sure we get maps and text in the documents. There were some issues with the low-ad density zone, and the 8.25 that we have to address, because as we change the general plan, adjust the zone. So the Planning Commission is going to have to work through some of those concurrently. I don't think they stand alone specifically, and I think we saw that. So you're going to be bringing some stuff through, and then we'll just tell you, once you're ready, once you feel like you see text and map and things that express that plan that you have, and if you want to reschedule more at the City Council, otherwise you are required by our statute to have an open house, public hearing. If you want more robust, going back to the facilitator, get more comments, staff, that's issues you get to decide. You don't have to do any of those things. You just need one open house, you don't even have a camp. And then the one plan to one.
I personally need the open house for the first round.
Okay.
For me.
So we're still talking about two processes.
Yeah.
This one.
Yep.
Agreed upon plan.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I have one more project I want to talk about with both Planning Commission and City Council.
I love it. Give it to us.
And then you can all get home. No, then you can talk about other things. So we've been talking about the Dansey and the Avalon projects, because those have been the most talked about. And there's one other project that we have not been bringing forward. The developers still isn't elected. This has to do with the Canyon Gary Olson project on Redwood Road. They have zoning, so they are entitled to apartments. They have that right. They have come back with proposals to turn first phase of that to townhomes and commercial, but they felt neglected, so they have an application in to the Planning Commission at this point to do it all in apartments. And so we're going to suggest, this doesn't come even back to the City Council, this is all done in site plan, but they're willing to come to the City Council and change their use, their RM and other kinds of things, but they want to be going fairly timely. They do not want it to be held up. The applications come in here. So we are suggesting that we make some time for them, and it's going to be fairly healthy discussion. I think the Planning Commission should be a little bit involved, but I want to make sure if we want to bring that back on the 25th, maybe the 24th, to the City Council. I think the visioning, I don't want to interfere with that, but I'm just throwing out some options that I can at least throw a bone that we're going to throw it on the City Council agenda to start the discussion of the development.
Gordon, just to make sure this is the development that you're trying to do industrial, right?
Light industrial.
Because, I mean, just...
So, look, is it you... There was a recommendation... I don't want to look at this. So, right now, there's zone for...
There's zone for RM.
So, we just need to decide. I want to be able to give them an idea of when you're going to do something. So, from the council, everybody's happy about having that come back to the 24th.
Well, yes. I mean, I
they
certainly...
Start a conversation?
They want to talk.
Yeah,
is
absolutely.
What they're willing
yeah.
and wanting
absolutely.
To talk. So, yes.
I would hope, and I think the rest of the council feels the same way, is that my intent is to work with any developer that comes to us in good faith, that I as a council member, am going to work in good faith with them. I don't want to hold up projects forever. I don't want to have things forced down our throat. If they work with us, we will work with them. So please, you know, have them come and stuff.
I've kind of delayed it myself, so I'm guilty party on this one. So we'll get this moving in the back.
And I mean, this is... if I remember correctly, this is the area that as Mountain View continues south, it's going to be probably the highest traffic zone in all of Harriman. We're going to put a bunch of alarms there.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure I was on the same page.
Is that the way you want to word it?
So
I did.
But they don't want to do that, right?
Let's have a discussion.
Because I don't even know what this project is, and I'd like to hear what they have to say and what their opinion is. Instead of throwing out, well, this is what we think they want, I want to hear what their plan is, and we'll start with that. So.
Okay, that's all the heading.
So just so that I make sure I understand, I am giving the nod as well. I agree with Jared, what he's saying and kind of what we've laid out. So I want to make it clear that I am supportive of that. Now understanding where I'm sitting. So I just had some misinterpretations of what was going on, and I'm good with that.
So I have the discussion on the 10th.
Yes.
Okay. And we'll be interested from the council standpoint when you're going to ask us to bring back the Vance and Adams. So we'll be telling my developer when we ask you the council when you want that back. So
I think waiting till the 10th gives us a chance to to figure out how we can communicate with
the public. I just want you to know we're the public. Back because you told us that you really have it.
I'm good. You guys, are you clear with your direction now?
Sure.
I'd like to see you out for more meetings this month. Now he's delivering the blog. So okay. But it is going to be difficult. Recessing to what's happened last 4 months, particularly, and to come up with a high-fiber, which wasn't still there, still being heard, and yet we're going to have pressure from council through the process. I appreciate Adam making all the comments he did, but I also know that just as soon as we're done with this general plan, we've got to start again. Just put it on the table because we have to consider that before. We have to consider the 2 miles of road from Port Rockwell and Camp Winter Trail exit. We got to consider the road over the mountain as that's starting to gain momentum. So that's going to change the plan. And we know we have to do all those things. I was talking about, we know we have to go back and do more studies. If we go down that path, this is a 2-year process.
But because of that, and because that is an absolute truth, not only in our city, but every single city, is that, again, educating on what a general plan is and is not as we go through this. There is an absolute disconnect on what it is and what it is not. It is not a set-in-stone document, nor was it ever intended to be.
Yes.
Especially in a fast-growing community.
Key, though. I think education is the key. It's just making sure that the public totally is transparent, they understand the process, they understand why things move the way that they move.
I say, I think that's where we might have got a little sideways with them in the last process is, again, I think maybe we got a little too deep into it and tried to make it seem like it was really a set in stone document, and it is not. It is a guide.
Yeah.
It is a guide that needs to be reviewed continually. Continually. And updated as appropriate to make our community the best community it can be for the longevity of our community. Absolutely. And honestly, I think that's really what needs to be communicated to the public is that's what its intent is, and that's what our intent is to do, is to review this often so that they know that it's not a one and done, that we're going to look at it continually. And if they have areas of concern, they can still bring that to us, and we can continually look at those areas and continue to massage them as we
move. And as long as we agree that, because I think some of the challenge in communicating that is, do we as the elected officials and the Planning Commission agree to that? Because I think there has been some sway as to whether or not that is what we as a body agree. I would think there have been much discussion that is a document that should be looked at as if it's in stone, and then there's been the absolute opposite end of the spectrum. So we need to understand what that is, because it's very challenging to communicate something that's a moving target. So, to be clear.
Absolutely.
I totally agree, because that's, on one hand, I'm agreeing, yes, we need to review it, but what does review it mean? It's not a document that's meant to be changed, chopped and changed all the time. It is a guide. It is supposed to give residents and other property owners some assurance that this is what's going to happen here. Things do change, and things need to be reviewed. But
that's the addendum. I mean, that's the messaging. Yes, this is the vision that we foresee. That being said, we will look at this continually as the vision is updated and altered.
Yeah, it's having that balance.
To check what we've done, right? We thought the density should be this much percentage growth in these areas, and we went a lot higher density.
And so now we're out of whack.
We need to pull back a little bit and adjust to keep it focused.
Or there's going to
be. I don't think those ranges have changed ever.
And, well, you know, and I agree. I think that's a good one. And then there's going to be opportunities that we have to embrace, hence the nature of having the nimble ability to move, or we just simply lose opportunities. So, okay, communicate all that. Go.
Yes.
Go, Tony.
So, did I hear a motion?
Make it crystal clear, my friends.
Vision. Our federal state is 2 half-days or 6 hour blocks. We are going to boil down to what is this council vision of the city. So kind of maybe a piece of it for next week, actually start to understand where you're all collectively going, and now help us actually to have really boil down to everything, because our vision, the county building vision of the city, is not just development and economic development. It's what level do we maintain our city.
You know what would be helpful as we go forward with that as a city council? Can staff take the studies that we have to this point, and there are many, and create a cheat sheet of sorts? I mean, of course you can send the studies. What I would like is to have fact sheets or white papers, for lack of a better word, that in a glance say, here are the pertinent points from an economic development standpoint. Here are the pertinent points from a transportation point of view. So that, and then of course there's the studies that will supplement as we wade through those. But you're asking us to make decisions that we need to make based on a lot of the data that we have, and it would be helpful with newbies and with oldies that we are all on the same page with what those studies are telling us as we're looking to create our vision.
That'd be great as a reference, but also I think I was just telling the mayor right before the meeting that I felt like for the last 2 years I've been drinking from the fire hose, and only now do I feel like I have somewhat of a grasp on some of this. Having something like that to refer to, because you are, the first meeting we have, you're going to ask it. To make decisions on things that
you haven't seen.
Yeah, you haven't seen, you don't know the history on, and so
to your point, I did have the commercial report. Your task is big, and have something in a week.
No. I mean, as we're working through our vision process. Yes.
There's no deadline. That's an open ending.
No.
You can do it tomorrow.
Yeah, no, I'm just...
Sleep's overrated, Gordon.
Yeah, no. I'm just saying, clearly this is a process we're moving through. We've already decided and agreed upon it's going to be, at least parts of it are going to be a lengthier process. It's helpful to have you just sort of distill that information into sort of nuggets that can be easily digested, is what I'm saying. But not by next week.
If there's something on in an upcoming agenda where you sense that we might need to be refreshed, or especially new people might need some context, maybe move that one to the head of the line.
Yeah, for sure. Are you breathing? Does that make sense?
I got it. We're there.
Okay.
He's halfway through his first white paper right now.
Okay,
let's check your emails.
I've got it. Okay, perfect.
This is really good. I really understand that, Gordon.
I'm good.
Did the council accomplish their goal for tonight's meeting? Is that we have this pretty straightforward direction by law from the last meeting to really have this discussion of the timeline, what your understanding is? Do you feel like we accomplished that?
For the most part, I think so. I think we have our direction for
maybe
for
not the
next.
Exact dates, but the direction.
Yeah.
Process.
Yeah. It's not big, it's not real short, but it's a compromise.
Well, this is the first official conversation this body has had, so yeah. I hope something positive came out of it. Planning Commission, don't forget your homework assignment to send us some stuff, because to Nicole's point, that would be helpful. But I hope at least from my time spent there and my experience that I can help articulate that a little bit, too.
For sure. That's true. That would be very valuable.
But I don't want to speak for the members of the Planning Commission now.
That'll be really valuable to have you, that experience at the table.
I can work up my...
Okay.
In a white paper format, if you
white
like.
White paper format.
And poetic.
Okay.
Yes, make it.
Everybody good? Yeah. All right. Any new items we need to talk about? All right.
Not tonight.
Future meetings. Sounds good. January 10th, City Council, working at 5 p.m., and then their meeting starts at 7, and then Planning Commission, January 18th at 7 p.m. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.